Worshipful brethren, brethren all, welcome to Freemasonry in 7 minutes or less.
Not many people will know about the history of Freemasonry in South America, as it has quite an interesting and long history. But to shed a little bit of Masonic light on the topic, here's Brother Earnshaw talking about Freemasonry in Brazil. Over to you.
Thank you. Lately, I've been interested in the evolution of Freemasonry in Brazil. Brazil is a country with a population exceeding 200 million, a figure that's three times that of the United Kingdom, and it presents an interesting situation. While Brasilia is the capital, the metropolis of São Paulo, with a population of 12 million, holds the distinction of being the most populous city. I was surprised that Brazil is home to 39 grand lodges, with a total of 6,400 lodges and a total membership exceeding 212,000 Masons. The largest grand lodge in Brazil is the Grand Oriente do Brasil, established in 1822, with a remarkable 2,650 lodges and a membership of 81,000. Conversely, the smallest Grand Lodge has a modest 9 lodges and 300 members. Brazil is also a member of the South American Inter-American Masonic Confederation, as well as having 3 internal affiliations with other Grand Lodge confederations, the Confederação de Maconaria Simbólica do Brasil, the Confederação Maconica do Brasil, and the Center of Liaison and Information of the Masonic Powers Signatories of the Strasbourg Appeals, known as CLIPSAS. I won't go down that rabbit hole today. For a more granular perspective, São Paulo has 4 grand lodges. Rio de Janeiro, with its 6.7 million inhabitants, has 2 grand lodges. And Paraná, a small city south of São Paulo, I shouldn't say small because it has a population of 11 million, but it has 3 grand lodges with a total of 800 lodges. Comparatively, the United Kingdom, with a population of 67 million, pales in contrast with only 1 grand lodge. Between 2003 and 2009, the Grand Oriente do Brasil experienced a surge of interest with the addition of nearly 500 lodges and 14,000 members. In relative terms, Japan, with a population just over half that of Brazil, has just 1 national grand lodge with a mere 15 lodges. So what is the allure of Freemasonry in Brazil and the secret behind its soaring popularity? Well, an article on CaliforniaFreemason.org sheds some light on Brazil's history. Dom Pedro I, the first emperor of the Republic, was a dedicated Mason, and he asked a fellow Mason, José Bonifácio, the first Grand Master of the Grand Oriente do Brasil, to be the president's advisor on declaring independence from Portugal in 1822. It seems that in the 19th century, Masonic lodges served as privileged sanctuaries where Brazil's founding politicians could plan the independence movement. A small city, Paraty, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site just south of Rio de Janeiro, stands as a testament to Masonic influence in Brazil. with its origins dating back 250 years ago. It was constructed by Portuguese Freemasons, and the city is full of Masonic symbolism, with streetlights and building columns adorned with geometric symbolism in blue and white. The city's layout itself pays homage to masonry, as it's structured on a grid of 33 blocks. The bicentennial celebration of the Grand Oriente in 2022 underscores Brazil's enduring Masonic legacy. Unlike many countries where discretion prevails, Masons in Brazil proudly flaunt their affiliations, even garnering national attention. For example, the then Vice President Hamilton Mourão appeared on the country's largest TV network to discuss Masonry. The recent surge in new memberships has significantly lowered the median age of Brazil's Masonic community. Presently, the median age of new members stands at 28, with a substantial influx of 20 and 21-year-olds, often recruited through outreach initiatives with universities. Also, Masonry has found new members within the ranks of Brazil's armed forces, further skewing the membership age downward. Yet the demographic trends alone fail to explain the meteoric rise of Freemasonry in Brazil. Many attribute this phenomenon to the adept integration of Masonic brotherhood with the Brazilian partiality for social activities. So this synthesis explains the proliferation of lodges in small towns where Freemasonry nurtures community networks and support structures. The article on California Masons finished by stating that in Brazil, to be recognized as a Mason is a sort of source of pride and a badge of honor that resonates deeply within Brazilian society. So what do you think?
Well, this is very interesting. It's nice to see that the Masonry in Brazil is flourishing in the suitable medium, which is in the communities of towns. I like this.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I very much like this. Talking to Clipsess, I do remember going to Peru. When I went to Iquitos, there was a Masonic lodge next to the cafe I used to dine in. It's quite a famous one. There was there's a building next door to it that was designed by the architect of the Eiffel Tower. Oh. So, it's just the affiliation of South American lodges. It's yes. kind of like when the Europeans it exerted their influence onto South America, a lot of things burst onto the scene there, like Lions and Rotary and Masonry.
Yes.
And
yes.
The civil infrastructure was put in, and they're remnants in those areas now. They've atrophied, but in Brazil, it's exciting to see this dynamic is up and running, that it's being pushed forward. Yes.
But particularly the median age is coming down, where in most countries it's going up. It's in the 60s and 70s. And when you've got these young people, the median age of members is at 28 years old.
That's fantastic. That's very, very good.
I think also the other thing that when I'm reading the article kind of stood out was that the Emperor of the Republic was a dedicated Mason, and also his right-hand man, José Bonifácio, who was also a Grand Master as well as the President's advisor. Mm. I think people would look up to that, and they saw that as the words fail me, as a role model, yes. And they wanted to be part of that. And I think that is something that we are missing nowadays. You know, if you say in England, who is a role model for Freemasonry? We kind of scratch our heads. You know?
Yeah, this is I think this is part of the image problem that Masonry has in the UK at the moment. It's mainly older gentlemen and members of the royal family, which aren't particularly fashionable.
Yes.
And the people that have been let into Masonry, they are half-assed celebrities that have been given free passes, who have dubious pasts. But to be honest with you, I don't think you can blame the institution on that. There's rogues and heroes in every single institution.
Yes. Well, in Japan, we've got a kind of influx of younger Japanese joining, which is good. And we've closed a couple of lodges, but we've also opened three new lodges. And I will be reporting on that in 2 weeks' time. Well, actually, when it goes up on Spotify, it'll probably be 5 weeks away. But I will be going there next week, and our roving reporter.
Our man on the ground.
Yeah, exactly. On the black and white tiles, I'll be there taking notes and reporting back.
Excellent. Yes, it's very interesting to see. If there are any members, any listeners in Brazil, please email. It'd be interesting to hear your reports.
Yes, please. Yes.
Please give us some
info. And the other thing that actually motivated me is that I have translated my book, Freemasonry Initiation by Light, into Brazilian Portuguese.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's now being checked by another brother who's in England, a Brazilian. And I didn't know that Portuguese is the national language of Brazil, but Brazilian Portuguese has to be used in Portugal.
Really?
Brazilian Portuguese is the national language of Portugal.
Well, I suppose the population.
And there was a time when the capital of Portugal was in Brazil.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, for another time.
Right. On that note, we're running out of time. We'll leave it there. If you do have any questions or anything to add, please email us on the link below. We now part on the square, and we will meet soon. Thank you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.